Hello and welcome to the XI Cafe podcast brought to you by InMoment. My name is Corey and I'm excited to be here today as we dive into how McDonald's Australia has revolutionized its customer feedback loop, achieving a whopping 96% improvement rate in response time and driving both higher customer loyalty and sales. This is an awesome story of tech-driven transformation and we have Michael Dominish here to share the details of this journey with us. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be here, Corey.
So let's jump right in. So before this transformation, what did McDonald's Australia's feedback process look like? I know things weren't quite as smooth as they are, say, now in 2025.
Absolutely. Look, it was a very different world a few years ago. McDonald's, as most people may know, is predominantly a franchise model. And a lot of operations, including customer service support, really has traditionally been decentralized so that franchisees are responsible for the running of their own restaurants. And traditionally, customer service was considered a part of a franchisee's responsibilities as opposed to the corporation. What that typically meant for a customer was that if they experienced an issue with their order, and they were off-premise, say they got a drive-through order and discovered a missing cheeseburger when they got home, when they would make contact with McDonald's, they would be triaged back to the restaurant for that particular restaurant to resolve. So as you can imagine, with over 1,000 restaurants around Australia, there were 1,000 different ways that one simple inquiry could have been handled, and a real lack of visibility as to how our restaurants were closing the loop with customers. So a very different world from compared to how it looks today.
Yeah, wow, that's certainly a challenge. So what led you to look at technology as the solution and how did you decide on the specific tools you'd need for these?
Yeah, so we already had a well-established voice of customer visit survey in place powered by InMoment, whereby we were getting customers to tell us or answer some simple questions around post-visit satisfaction. As part of that, we opened up the closed loop as a way to look at capturing or getting customers to let us know if they wanted us to get back in contact with them based upon their visit. So our restaurant teams were well and truly familiar with the InMoment platform. So it was a relatively easy leap to then integrate our customer service CRM with InMoment, which our restaurants were using, so that there was that one single view of our customers when they were making contact with us and seeking resolution. So it was a bit of work in the setup, but it meant that between our centralized customer service function, as well as our disparate restaurant locations across the country, in real time, we knew exactly who was handling an interaction or a bit of customer feedback follow-up and the status of that case. So by already having InMoment in place, it was a really easy lift for us to then make that connection so that restaurants weren't required to jump across to a new platform. And we're seeing all customer feedback, whether it be from customer service or through their voice of customer visit survey, all in the one spot.
So I'm going to veer off track a bit and ask you, what is your role in all of this process? Like, what is it that you do in the back end and the front end to make sure that these dashboards, I'm assuming they're Epic dashboards, are delivered at the right time in the right way?
Good question. So my team and I are responsible for supporting the products and the platforms of customer experience and voice of customer across the McDonald's business. So kind of wearing a very special hat by not only being responsible for the strategy of customer servicing, especially for post-visit needs of our customers, but also the direction around how we want to hear from our customers when they've been in our restaurants. So quite a unique but privileged role in the corporation, partnering with our franchisees to really make sure we can run that customer servicing operation, get customers the resolution they need, but really trying to connect that back in with our franchisees and our restaurant operators to really make sure that they're hearing the voice of their customer at the moment they need to in order to make the right changes at an operational level.
Yeah, interesting. It's, and from our earlier conversations, it sounds like this has made a pretty big difference for both you, the franchisees, the corporate business, and the customers themselves. Can you tell our listeners what kind of impacts you've been seeing since the implementation of these changes?
Yeah.
And which results are you most proud of?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you mentioned it in the intro, but we've seen a significant increase in resolution times by taking away the task of a restaurant leader or a restaurant manager, whether it be a shift manager or a department manager, to be accountable for getting back to a customer. As you can imagine, a Macca's restaurant, especially on a busy weekend or dinner period, the last thing a restaurant manager is going to do is spend time in the office as their biggest need is being out on the floor. So just redirecting those contacts and having that centralized customer service function be responsible for closing out has seen a 96% improvement in resolution time, which obviously is huge. I guess really pleased with that stat. And I guess we've been able to really kind of we're closing the gap and getting that down even further, which I know is hard to believe. But obviously the longer you have a process in the team, you become better at refining it. I think one of the other major benefits we've seen is kind of seeing the service recovery process as a sales opportunity for the business. So traditionally when we heard from customers and we did a bad job of resolving or a poor job of resolving those customers' needs, we knew that that impacted their frequency or time till their next visit. But by getting the customer service team involved, closing out within a really short period of time, providing digital vouchers as a way to compensate for a lot of the issues that they're contacting us about, we're seeing significant upside in additional spend from those customers. When they come back and get their replacement item as part of recovery, we're seeing this this really awesome impact on spend from that cohort of customers who are then looking to buy additional items on top of what they're getting a replacement for. So between the resolution time and the additional spend, we've been really, really, I guess, surprised at just how effective this model has proven.
Yeah, wow, those are some impressive numbers. And I know you mentioned a more balanced approach when it comes to the metrics. How are you and your team tracking all of this success, and what metrics are you using to measure this performance?
Yeah, so we've come from a traditional top box view of the world where we've been chasing, you know, the promoters and the highly satisfied customers, and really rewarding and recognizing our restaurants that sit at the top of that top box cohort. What we've been doing now that we have better visibility around the complaints coming through is trying to balance that with some of our more impactful metrics around complaints. We have a metric we track here internally at Macca's to help us there, which is our complaints per million guest counts. Now, I know that's a big number. It's almost irrelevant what the number is, but for a lot of our restaurants dealing with thousands of customers through each day, it really gives us that opportunity to equalize restaurants across the country, demonstrate what a good number looks like, and really help restaurants, I guess, develop those action plans in place on the back of the complaints we're receiving to try to drive that complaints per million number down as much as possible. In moment is the place where we display our CPM reports through dashboarding. I was actually looking and we've seen an 11% increase in access to the Emoment platform since introducing our new CPM dashboards on the back of this work that we've done, which just talks to the interest from restaurants to really understand how they can not only balance their top box CSAT scores, but also look at that complaints per million metric as a way to get that balanced view of experience.
Yeah, interesting. I can see how having all of that data front and center would help drive decisions in real time. And it's great to hear it's also benefiting the franchisees as well. I'm curious to hear, how do you usually get franchisees on side with HQ initiatives?
Yes. Look, it's a it is a bit of a process from creating an idea to coming back with some solutions, and then for our franchisees, then really communicating the value. So what we need from them in terms of some financial assistance to what benefits they'll get on the back end. I think the really great thing about the McDonald's system is that franchisees, the corporation, as well as all our suppliers, really rally behind the customer. So we absolutely talk to the benefit for customers by this change process. But also, these business owners and operators are absolutely looking at their bottom line all the time. So demonstrating how we can save them money by effectively handling at scale through a customer service function, the value of that and what we've been able to do in terms of saving their restaurant managers time acting essentially as customer service agents, it was a no-brainer when we demonstrated the average cost saving for them each month. So absolutely leading in with the benefit to our customers and the impact on their future spend and their visitation rates, but then also just selling to them the financial gain by going towards this model.
Yeah, I'd love to hear of a win-win between both the company and company, McDonald's, or the franchisees and the customers as well. Now, before we wrap up, what would be your advice to other brands looking to implement similar changes? What do you wish you knew at the beginning of it?
I think the a few things for me, the technology piece is big. Having the right conversation with partners, like in Moment, to say, well, what's the system capable of? I reckon those that were in the seat before me probably just didn't have those conversations early enough with the vendors to then be able to create a bit of a picture that we could sell back or that I was able to take back to the franchisees to get them across the line. So really asking those great questions to your tech vendors around what the system is truly capable of doing. Because, yeah, you'd absolutely be surprised. I think, too, just my experience dealing with the franchisee model here at McDonald's is absolutely just making sure that once you've got that buy-in, you're really over-communicating the results. I think we often try to focus on celebrating the wins. There will be hiccups, and there were hiccups for me along the way, and being really honest with what they were and what we're planning to do to turn them around, reminding them it's a journey, but not neglecting to take them on that journey, I think was key, and is my advice to anyone looking to make a similar shift.
Yeah, wow. That's some really great tactical advice. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us today and sharing the story. This is a brilliant example of how technology can transform customer experience and business results at the same time. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of the XI Cafe podcast. We hope you found today's conversation as insightful as we did, and stay tuned for more episodes just like this one.